Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Thank you. I feel very privileged to get the second last copy. You will be pride of place in my office, so thank you very much. I'm very privileged to be the recipient of your hard fundraising. For us, we love donations. We love the community coming together.
Kahapon, ikalabing apat ng Nobyembre, muling nagsama-sama ang mga naging punong abala sa 125 celebration noong 2023 upang ihatid ang isang mahalagang kontribusyon para sa isa sa pinakamahalagang lugar sa Melbourne, ang Royal Children's Hospital. Ang donasyon ay nalikom mula sa raffle draw na naganap na sa 125 Family Day Celebration noong Hunyo 2023 dito sa Melbourne. Ang Consul General ng Pilipinas sa Melbourne, Maria Lourdes Salcedo.
Ito namang donation natin sa Royal Children's Hospital Foundation, talagang yung proceeds ng raffle draw, sabi ng mga miyembro, ay ibigay sa charity. Pero kokonti yun, kaya hindi na namin ginalaw yung ibang pondo ng 125, right? Para yun, may mga mabuti naman, napapasalamat kami na may mga magagandang loob na nagdagdag pa doon. So, ngayon may natitira pa. Siguro more than 9,000. Yun na may nireserve kasi yun din ang gusto nila, magkaroon ng secondary sa landmark sa Victoria.
Ayon pa kay Consul General Lourdes Salcedo, nagkaisa ang organizing committee sa pagpili sa Royal Children's Hospital.
Nagtanong po tayo sa mga members ng 125 Organizing Committee. Yun po ang maraming nagsabi na gusto nilang mag-donate dito. So, yun po yung nasunod. And why not? Because, marami tayong mga healthcare workers working in Victoria. And the nurses, the caregivers, we want naman to give back. But also, ewan ko ba, but children are so close to my heart, right? I did a 60th anniversary in Yangon when I was there. It's a fashion event, and we were able to raise $15,000 USD, and we donated to the Yangon Children's Hospital.
Para naman kay Ryan Brown, CEO ng Royal Children's Hospital Foundation, mahalaga ang mga kontribusyon para sa pagamutan.
What it means is that we can take a good hospital to being a great hospital. Royal Children's Hospital can't be in the top 5 pediatric hospitals around the world without community donations and without philanthropy. So what the community has done here and come together and raised funds is absolutely amazing. It'll help us fund life-saving equipment, fund research, leadership training, and care for patients much more.
Malaking bahagi ng mga isinagawang pagsasaliksik, pag-aaral at pagpapabuti ng mga pasilidad sa pagamutay nagmumula sa mga tulong o donasyon. Isa sa pinakamalaking na pagkukunan ng donasyon ay ang Good Friday Appeal, kung saan nitong taoy nakalikom ito ng mahigit sa 23,300,000 o $23,368,274. Malaking bahagi ng serbisyo ng pagamutan ay emergency care, kung saan ayon kay Brian Brown, di lamang nakatuon ito sa mga bata sa Melbourne, kundi hanggang sa malalayong regional na lugar sa Victoria, sa Tasmania, Southern New South Wales at iba pang mga state na nangangailangan ng tulong at serbisyo nito.
It helps around 90,000 children.
90,000 children every year arrive at the Royal Children's Hospital Emergency Department seeking urgent care.
Ang Royal Children's Hospital ang nangunguna sa pediatric care. Ito ang pinaka-busy na pagamutan na pambata sa bansa. Maliban sa 70,000 batang tinatanggap nito sa urgent care, bawat taoy ang may 340 bed hospital ay nakakatanggap ng mga batang pasyenteng nangangailangan ng matagalang pagpapagamot.
We have around 400,000 children that go through our patients area, in addition to the 90,000 children that will arrive in the emergency department.
Ang tulong ng komunidad at iba't ibang mga korporasyon ang tumutulong upang masigurong may pagpatuloy ang kalidad at serbisyong pangangalaga ng mga bata at kanilang mga tagapag-alaga.
We're very much in the benefit from the community coming together through the Good Friday Appeal, raising funds, donating to the Royal Children's Hospital, allow us to continue to being in the top 5 pediatric hospitals in the world. So we really do appreciate everyone's support.
Everything you have done. And just to put in context, the Royal Children's Hospital is in the top 5 pediatric hospitals in the world.
Oh.
And we have it in our backyard. Every year, over 90,000 children walk through our emergency department seeking urgent care. 90,000, if you think of the MCG on grand final day, each one of those patients, each one of those footy fans is a patient walking through our door. That's how big it is. Every year we have over 14,000 surgeries for kids at the Royal Children's Hospital. And if your child has a heart condition and needs a heart transplant and you live in WA or you live in Port Douglas or Tasmania, you and your child are going to end up at the Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne. And if your child requires a new liver and you live in Margaret River in WA or Northern Territory, you are equally going to end up in Melbourne at the Royal Children's Hospital. And the Royal Children's Hospital can only provide those services because people like you come together and donate. You are philanthropists, and we together can take a hospital that's a good hospital to a great hospital who's a world leader because of your generous donation. So we really do appreciate everything you have done and you continue to do. I looked up the stats. Last year we had 75 children from Philippines come to the Royal Children's Hospital. So I'm sure there's much more living in Australia, but absolutely fantastic. And we have such a special relationship between the Philippines and Australia, and we have a world-class pediatric hospital here. So thank you very much for your support.
Ang pondo ay bahagi lamang ng nalikom ng 125 Committee mula 125 taong pagdiriwang ng kalayaan noong 2023. Ang ibang bahagi ay ginugol sa mga workshop para komunidad. Ayon kay Consul General para sa Philippine Consul General para sa Melbourne, Maria Lourdes Salcedo.
Iba-iba kasi yung gusto ng mga members, right? And napag-isip-isip ko kung ano yung impact, mas may impact sa community. Kaya naisip ko naman na yung mga workshop nga at mabuti naman may mga nakuha tayong resource speakers in the three events, no? In the three workshops, event management, public speaking, and writing grant proposal. Pare-pareho yon, may isang Pinoy at saka isang Aussie. So may perspective on both sides.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.